Mitzvah. It's such a gorgeous video because there are Gemara lessons, there are a couple of Dik lessons, the Dik lessons sit together very nicely, and ultimately everything comes back to the two Gemara. It's mamish good. Let's take a look. I don't know if we'll finish it today. So but the Gaonim seems to have said the simplest approach, and the Rush rejected that outright. When we read that Rush, it says, don't think Chalila is the Machlokes. You know what I mean. He's obviously reacting to someone who says, it is the Machlokes. No, absolutely not. So the first position, on record at least, the Gaonim, that's the guy on the bottom, we saw the footnote, the Gaonim, the approach of the main Gaonim, was the simple three of the Gaonim. Right? Either you hold the Gaonim with the Gina, or you don't hold the Gaonim with the Shmuel, and you can read the Gemara well, so let's read the Gemara for a moment. Omer, Shmuel, who gives the first answer? Who was the first person? Who was the first Matari? Shmuel.
Oh.
It's not, Shmuel is famous for being the Baal Memra of the Gaonim with the Gina. Now, what the Gemara could have said is, the first step is Kiddush Shmuel, the Amar Shmuel, right? We're quoting the ancient, some later on moments quoting Shmuel. That's not the Gemara said. The Gemara presented Shmuel as the first Natari here. Right? I shall ask you, hello, question mark, Amar Shmuel, Shmuel, and the Dima Hosea Dima. Almost as though, this is even like where he originally formulated it. It's not Shmuel who has given the answer. Then Ibar Seima, it's like, so you see how you would get the question from the Gemara. You see how you would get the impression from the Gemara that the other day I just did it as well. Okay, that's the thing. But, Shadosh and Fliga, Adabi, there was Shmuel, Tamatama, Barakot, Tana, Lishabas, and Rotani, a few heads of the Ika Harmon and the Malka. Even when there's a Harmon and the Malka, even when the king insists that you have to go with the Shah, the Dina for the Dina is irrelevant. The Ika Mans and the Kodesh, they're all with it. Some say, it's not a Machlok. El the Shmuel, Hecha the Ikeham the Malka, Peruka Basra, Hecha the Rakham the Malka. It's not a Machlokes and Din, it's just two different sets of Messiah, two different cases. The point is, Shmuel is answering Hecha, where, Hecha means where, like Hecha in Hebrew. Hecha the Ika, Hamar the Malka, where there is legal, royal interest in the Shtar, that there is such a law, the Shtar is acceptable. And the Peruka Basra, the second terror, is Hecha the Rakham the Malka. There's no such law. And who we sort of see that great gave that terror? The Rush. The Rush said that. The Baramach, like, it's two different cases. Okay. And the Rasha likes that. Of the two, he prefers that. Then you're in. The Chaim of the Elmo, Dima Chuzadina, Omai, Shna, Hafa. We always know Dima Chuzadina. So what could be different here? In other words, what the Rasha was put on the table, is exactly what the Rasha said. B'chol Makom, nowhere else is Dima Chuzadina, now that no explicit Makokas, even when the Gemara pushed against the Baruchamah, if he can push against the wall, the one thing that doesn't give is Imachos. No one's going to say, well, maybe you don't hold this right. That's like all of it. You have to figure out why, in this case, why in this mission is about Yom Tov Eidah. That is so hard because every case you have to explain, no, that's a special exceptional case where the taxes are not legally binding. Right? But no one thought, no matter how many times you talk about it, it's always a given. That's really, in a sense, and really what it boils down to is the tension between the Gemara Baba Kama and the other Gemara, the Baba Kama is the best example, versus our Gemara. Our Gemara seems to be presented as a Machlokes. Gemara Baba Kama and elsewhere seems to be clearly presented as a dumb or possible kutadina, it is not even a haba, I mean it's a sum otherwise. So how do you resolve that? So either you say, it sounds like it's two approaches, right? One extreme approach in our Gemara is to say, it's a machlokas. I answer seems like not, okay? But it is. The Ramah would actually disagree with Shmuel. The other person would say, no, there's no machlokas in our Gemara whatsoever, just different cases. Just different cases. Then he prefers that. But then he's engaged Dokin. So it sounds like approach number three, it's patching up the first approach. The lower rim be all the time, this is a middle approach. Not to say on the one extreme that the second day is totally accepts all the talach and the simach and the zina, this is a different case. But not to say on the other extreme that was not rejecting the simach and the zina out of hand, there could be a middle approach. You could say it's a machlokas and our Gemara, but still maintain the one Baba Kama. We only say normally Dimakusadina by issues which are for the king's benefit. Here's a couple of examples. Let's say the first one. The king says you can only be calling this Tarka with a Igeres. What does an Igeres mean? Shiyachtamu et asadi kamenu. Yeshikahu et suko. It has to go and be registered with the royal offices, and otherwise the sale is not valid. I think that's the law of Islam as well. I think an unregistered sale of real estate is not legally binding. You don't register with a county clerk, not no halal. I'll be halacha, that's not true. Straight kosher mishpat, if you do a king and catch it, a king and shtat, look, we had a machlokes earlier in the year, Tosfos daf dalid. Whether you need to have Eidus Lakim or Dover on your Kinyan Shtat. Fine. But because nothing else is no halakha that has to be registered with any a particular registry. It's chal anyway. That'd be a nice idea, but it's going to be chal anyway. So okay. But the American law says it's only chal if it's registered with the Catholic Club. It's only chal if it's registered with the the king will be sure to get his share. There's some fee, or some either a sales tax or some type of governmental fee, if you some tax that you pay when you sell land, right? Some sort of fee paid to the government. But that's why he made a rule that it's not valid unless you register with the royal clerk. That way they'll know every single sale that goes on, and that way they'll get all their money. And so that is valid because that's why Hanoah Sabah. Or he says, you know, they cut down the trees, they cut down the forest, they make a bridge, everyone goes to the bridge, everyone pays the toll. Okay, so that's a hanah tanah. However, the she'elo is near the end of the first column, the she'elo amount begins there, shum, hello. The year, what does the king gain? On the assumption here, there's no sales tax going on. So what does the king gain by saying, Hanoah Tanah. What is the king getting here by saying Hanoah Tanah? So therefore, don't do a Chuzadina. So let's pick apart this third idea a little bit. So what do we say? We're saying a new idea that Dina Chuzadina only applies in case of Hanoah Tanah. Is that true? Not exactly. What's the third idea in the Rashba saying? So who holds that way?
The second.
Oh, right. And we're trying to explain that there are two Lashonos for simplicity. Let's talk about the original Rashba and Lashonos in the Gemara. There are two Lashonos in the Gemara. So the second Lashon seems to be rejecting the Mitzvah of the Dina. So it's saying either yes, the second Lashon does reject the Mitzvah of the Dina. Or the second Lashon is just on that case where Dina Chuzi is not relevant, we accept the Lashon principle. Look, I agree that everyone agrees that you have to put a mezuzah in your house. If you don't have a house, you don't have a mezuzah. If you got to sleep on a bed in the park, he doesn't have a mezuzah. Other people doesn't hold the mezuzah. The case doesn't come up. That's the second Dina Chuzi. The case doesn't come up. There is no Dina Chuzi on the book. And the third Rosh Parak in Rashba is the one that the second Rosh holds that the Hilchos Din is true, is limited to the situation of an Hashem Apart. First half is saying it's the Machot. The second Lashon is the Machot. Dinachuzadina that includes even our case in Gittin of the Shtar's own Bar Koshalachim. And the second, Lashon and Gemara say, no, our account. Of course, Dinachuzadina is true in Baba Kama, but not here. Baba Kama is true, Baba Kama is true because it's a case of taxes. The king of the right to impose taxes. That is, Lehana Samel. But this have rules for how transactions work. Which staros are acceptable? No. That's not a lot of so the first, according to this third approach in the Rashba, the first Lashon is where I hold, you know, Lashon applies even our case. It's not limited to a case of Hanat Hanel, personal benefit of the king. And the second day I hold, no. The second day one says, no. It's the only case of Hanat Hanel. Which is nice, answers the question. That's why by taxation, by the Kabbalah, everyone agrees the same level, you know? And by here, by the rules of staros, not very good. The question is, well,
What does that mean?
Well, he's saying this case is not governed by Dima Chuzadina because the second Lashon the Gemara holds Dima Chuzadina is a limited concept, is limited to the case of Hanaat Hamel, where the king has personal benefit.
Right, but
this is not a case of Hanaat Hamel. And therefore, there's no way to explain why a Shtar Kinyan should be valid. And therefore, to me, it's listed to be
valid. Well, why should a Shtar Raya be valid?
Yes.
No, the Gemara said that's because of. The Gemara is very hard to read. The Aramaic of the Zarin is different style than most other disciples.
that the flow, the syntax is like they're hard of Gemara to read, but you have a tree of having around it. And the Rav looks like this. You want to know what the difficult to do that. The Rav says, why? You don't want to do taxes. Why to pay taxes? He said, I'll tell you why. Because the king owns the land. The king owns the land. Do you want to live here? There could be cases around where you owe me money, and you owe me money, but you owe me money because you're my tenant. So if you're my tenant, you gotta pay money. So the king can say, listen, it's my country. You wanna live here, you gotta pay. Sure. And then, now why is it such an exciting, why is it so often quoted before? There's Russia sometimes they also there. But the Iran gets quoted more. Because the Iran gets a lot more hit. Why? Because the Iran then gives an application. And listen to this. That's why you can only taxes. That's in Chutzlaret. Because in Chutzlaret, the king owns the land. When Eretz Yisrael does it on, or when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in charge. Then, the king serves at by the grace of God. So the king is not the owner of the land. There's no fuel system in Eretz Yisrael. And then Eretz Yisrael is the property of Chutzlaret. So therefore, a Jewish king in Eretz Yisrael cannot levy taxes. Which is interesting. Which would explain why the Shmuel is the first one to why Shmuel is the one saying deal with the yes! They came to Bible, Shmuel by the eye, I deal with the demon. What?
Government doesn't own my land, so I have to pay taxes here either.
Yeah, what is it? Oh, he's
here.
You're not
going to do it. Good. So I guess the point that this whole Ron is talking about the different kinds of taxes than what we experience in any contemporary democracy. Because it is what you should have done money. The fact that we face, and the fact that when you start making money, you got to throw out 1040. So that's, and pay the IRS and pay the state tax and so on and so forth. That's not, you don't need Dina Lusa Dina to know you have to pay taxes in the United States of America. You must look at the Dinamei Fly, or you point out it might not, it's Zilad Duran, because he owns the land, so Obama can't kick me out, well, he has very limited power to kick me out of my house. That is a name. But he can't just eject, you know, he can't just summarily eject people from the land. But! Point out, you don't need to be able to look at the for taxes as well as that. Because the taxes they're talking about are taxes to enrich the king. Right? And that's exactly what Rashi was saying. That if you think that Dilma Kutazina is just powered by the fact the king owns the land, so what it means is he can't tell you what to do, but you can say you live, you got to pay me rent. And what's the rent for? When you, if I'm the landlord, you pay me rent, I use the money whenever I want to. I don't have to use the money to fix up the apartment. And they have to fix the apartment a little bit, but you're not just paying me to fix the apartment, you're paying me because I own the land and you want, you know, that's the price of doing business. You want to have my apartment, you got to pay me. I'm just using the money to go on vacation. I'm using the money to do whatever I want to do. So the taxes they're discussing are taxes to enrich the king. So the king has the right to charge reasonable taxes to enrich himself. Why? Says the Ron, one suggestion, because it's after all he owns the land. But because Ron has said, the taxes are basically used for public tarachim. The taxes are not, if there's an increase in tax, if we double tax revenue, it doesn't mean that now we're going to double the salaries of the president and all the cabinet secretaries and senators.
To B'nai Ha'ir, Kofin, Zeh, to Tzav Ha'ir. You need to have security for the city, you need to have a wall, you need to have water, you need to have garbage collection, you need to have police, whatever the needs are, just like if Pinchas and I are partners in a chess manufacturing company, and then we decide to move into cars also, hypothetically speaking, so then we could, neither one can force the other one to make a, business can't force me to expand the business into cars, in general. But, once we agree to get to expand the cars, we can force each other to both pay whatever is necessary to keep the business flowing smoothly. If the machinery needs to be fixed, so he can force me, or I can force him, to pay his share, or to pay my share, whatever the Tarab and the Shutzas are. Bina Shutzas means that you agree to pay into the Shutzas, whatever the Shutzas are. So Bina, living in a place, living in a building, living in a city, living in a country, means that you agree to pay whatever, towards whatever the common needs are. So that's why that using that Ran, the Ma'azeh doesn't really work, because taxes Ma'azeh don't need to be based on Dilma Kutazina. As you pointed out, could be American taxes not based, according to the Ram, no one's paying Dilma Kutazina taxes Ma'azeh. Could maybe even live in, I don't know, the Sudan. Perhaps. According to the Ram, our taxes Ma'azeh anyways are based on a Shutzpah. So the Shutzpah applies anywhere in the world, even without a government. It applies wherever you go. Okay. But to come back to the Rashba, so Rashba has his third approach. What Dilma Kutazina might be limited to Hanas Hamal, why should that be true? Presumably, that's based on a certain understanding of Dilma Kutazina. Based on a Ran understanding, Ran the Rash. The Ran the Rash said, look, Dilma Kutazina only applies to, it's powered by the fact that the king owns the land. The king owns the land, he has the right to charge taxes. But he can't, that's not going to empower him to make rules. Argumar Tadrat, making rules. Making rules, that's not something that he is empowered to do. Because just because you're a landlord doesn't mean you can tell me, you can run my life. Right? So far, so good?
Well, maybe you can, because you can go somewhere else. I've been renting my apartment to Pinchas and I'm going to encourage her. Otherwise, you're making me do that because it's my house. You can find another house.
Are you, only if you put that in the original lease agreement.
Yeah, for sure.
But so that might relate to the approach of the Ramban. Ramban spins off the impossibility that maybe the king can only have laws that are ancient laws.
then you have a chiyuv to follow new legislation. You have a chiyuv to follow the old custom, but now I don't know anything.
Well, no, because no, it's going to work very well.
Yeah, because you already
what the law is about, probably what the key was saying. You move into the country and these are the laws of the land, you can, it's like the original lease agreement had these conditions.
Income tax only came out like
40. Right, the income tax is because the other, that's present rent. You want to stop paying rent, you can leave right now. Okay. But that's again, that's the third approach in the Rashba. Okay. Third approach in the Rashba, the Yesh Dokin. That's the time? And then let's take a look at the last approach in the Rashba. The last approach in the Rashba, the fourth approach, is the most fascinating of all. Very curious. Take a look. Rabbeinu Harav Nudrish, in the second column, he quotes Rabbeinu Yonah, exactly. So Pirsha, my Rebbe, Rabbeinu Yonah, Pirsha was good with Kaskas. And his sefer on Baba Basra, Rabbi Yonah is the sefer on Elias, Rabbi Yonah Baba Basra, and his sefer on Baba Basra, so he says the following. Hafiga Amar, Tanichus Mekigite Nashim, the second time, they all no shtarai lai, no shtarai king work. The law of Mishanim and Mishanim Gimel Kuzino, why do we get the first answer? And why is the second answer, how did that answer disagree with the first one? What's wrong with Gimel Kuzino? The second column of the Rashba. If you say, Eh, Hamel, Mashi, Amam, Yisrael, Eitzach, Adero, the only time the king can take away your funds is when you come to court. If you come to court and they adjudicate the case and they say the law is you have to give him money, so then that's the law. He just made a shtar and it was certified by the court. Lo hupa doesn't even have mocha. How? Today, also start. Isn't really Yonah speaking? Come back to a ball about Kala Shalem. I mean, I have already spoken to Ben Yonah that there has to be some legislation. Either they make a law that they feel this, or the court rules that feels this. But just because the court likes this star, that's very nice, the court likes this star, that doesn't make it. But it doesn't make the field mine. There's no legislating going on. Okay. So that's the fourth. There's a little line what the Rush says. Again, it's the fourth approach. So what is the second? Again, what is the second Mashan Gemara hold? The second Mashan Gemara absolutely rejected the local Tazina. Number one. Number two, the second Mashan Gemara is a totally different case. Number three, the second Mashan Gemara is saying there is no local Tazina, but only the Hanah Tamala, like the Ram says, only that's protected. The thing is, like, he's a landlord, he gets to charge tax. And then the fourth approach, is just because the court recognizes the star, it doesn't mean the law says you must. The law didn't say you must. There's no law saying that you must now give this notice. We said that we approved the star. Okay. There is no legal requirement for this work. If there's a legal requirement, you must pay taxes. There's a legal requirement, this is not yours. Okay. But if the court gave a stamp of approval to the shtar, okay, it's nice they gave a stamp of approval, but you think Zima Kutazina is only going to mean you have to follow what the law requires you to do.
Good question.
But when would the law
follow
the court
that
you
do the question?
What
do
you think the law says all the court that you do? Right, well, what's the rule? If the court rules, if the court hands down a ruling, that's going to be different. Here, the court didn't hand out a ruling. There was no legislation. It didn't legislate this field now belongs to them. It just said, we recognize the stop. Well, if it doesn't recognize the stop, they're not tending to do something. They're just saying, we like the stop. Okay, very nice to like the stop. We don't like the stop. You tell me, this field now belongs to them, you must give them the Lord, I must give them the field. Lord, I must pay the money. Okay, that's the law. Here, it wasn't the law that you must do something. It's just that we recognize we got a stamp of approval. But I have to give you a stamp of approval. But if the start shows that the field and then recognizing that the understanding, and you may have to share with the Lord. If you figure out, is the law going to be taken? That's why you take a look at the Rush. Oh,
when Rush spoke about this case, he said, remember, he said, it's the case where it works is where the law is you must go through the court. And a star is only valid if it goes to the court. And then the legal requirement is a star is valid if and only if it goes to the court. So then that's more than just saying, we approve the star, we looked into it and we approve it. Right? So if it's a legal requirement, it's not about legal requirement.
Okay.
That's not the most exciting part of being on it. Okay, that's just a few points that are a little bit funny. What's fascinating is on the stronger side. Ben-Yon then turns around and makes a comment about the first Lashon of Gemara. The Lashon that we do say Dima Chuta Dima. No, we have the full approach of Dima Chuta Dima. So what is there to add? What is there to add? So he says like this. The Hazit Amr Shmuel, Haibashim Dilma Chutadina. What does Shmuel say? Shmuel said Dilma is the first Eretz Nagamar. He's the first Lashon Nagamar. Dilma Chutadina. When he says yes, the Shtar is bad without Dilma Chutadina. How does that work? Does anybody know? Look into this. How does that work? Yes. They cannot make you do it. Perusha, the explanation is, you don't need an explanation, but that's the law, that's in the story. No. The explanation is that the government has the right to take away from the first guy. So, when we say, the Rabbi Yonah is a wild chiddush, this is a radical idea. When you say that look, the government recognizes the star, the valid star, so therefore the sale is valid, the Rabbi Yonah says it doesn't mean the sale is valid the first day of the Gemara. It doesn't mean the sale is valid. All it means is that if you were selling, if I was selling the field, I can't back out anymore. So that's it, yours. The strong approach, the first approach that this is based on Dilma Chutadina, all that means is I can't back out. But now that belongs to Ezra. How is it going to become Ezra? So Ben Yonah goes on, well, Elijah goes on to call Ben Yonah. When does it become Ezra? Because when Ezra moves in and takes possession, he makes it his through Kenyan. Hazaka, not through a Kinyan Shtar. The Lobisha Atma is also both, not Kolo Mishtar. Just like with a Mechira. If you sell something, the Gemara says, not Kolo Mishtar, you call it the Gesha. So it says to Ben Yonah, a while. And when the Gemara says, the Shtar was on a word through a Chutadina, all that means is that I can't back out. I lost my ability to pull back. But it's not Ezra's yet. It all becomes Ezra's and he's going to move in. So I understand in the weaker approach, the second approach of the Gemara is going to be offered to Dina. So we're trying to explain it, but the weaker part is going to be Dina. Okay, fine. But the Raja is Rabbi was wild. The strong approach, according to the first try is, why does the Shtar can work? Dina for the Dina. So good. Dina for the Dina means it works. The law says that if we sign a contract and register it, now it's no longer mine, it's yours. It's no longer mine, it's yours. So the question is what's the Rabbi Yonah saying? Why? We're going to see, right now he looks like we're going to see ultimately that Rabbi Yonah is going to lead us to a much greater understanding of Dilma Chutadina. Right now he seems to be clouding the issue of that. Because he sounds like he's saying, Dilma Chutadina is very weak. Even if you say Dilma Chutadina, it only means that I lost it, like Hefkel. So I can't back out because it's not mine anymore. That's not yours yet. So why does that make any sense? It's not mine anymore, but it's not yours yet. If you say Dilma Chutadina, you say Dilma Chutadina, don't walk away. It's now Ezra. So what does that remind you of? Zavon gets very bothered by this rabbi. What do you mean? If you hold Dilma Chutadina, you hold Dilma Chutadina.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you mean? You're saying that even Dilma Chutadina does work. It does apply here. It does apply to making rules. They can make rules. The first day in the Gemara. They can absolutely make rules. Not just taxation. They can make rules. Yes. Yeah, only they can make rules, but only that's no longer mine. They can't make rules that's yours. Why? That's funny, you know, Regina. So what does it sound like? Where else do you have a case where a third party can make it not mine, but they can make it yours? Where do you have such a thing? Is such a thing?
Not
that. That's such a thing where the third party can make it not mine, they can't make it yours. What do you say?
What?
Oh, that's what I'm after. Long, long above.
No.
What is that? What did they say?
Why not?
Oh, very good. Very good. Hefker doesn't have to. What does Hefker doesn't have to? It's a machlokas. Machlokas.
Bye. No,
here?
Not a bye.
One possible meaning by the rod that the Rashad on feeling the. And the other topic, but it's. Alright, by anyone who doesn't. Do something that then they're allowed to, like, they're going to take all this stuff. I forgot what I wanted to say.
Yeah.
So that one, early on, the best is only allowed to be mafia, so now that I actually be mizaki to someone else. But of course, the second possible is even then I'll be mizaki.
Good. If the mafia is not thrown him, which sounds like it's a mafia,
I'm all right.
Run. The mafia is stoked on the sebo. When you say half to best and half to, is that just in half to, or even to give it to you? Can they make it yours, or just can make it? Everyone, Minah Torah. That's how any Chacham is being Ramban. Then, Minatora, I was told to be Ramban, not Torah. Or they can even make it yours. That's the Machlokas goes into it. And, like you guys have pointed out, some of the Machlokas in the car.
Right.
Yes. You go on above. I don't please take this thing together. How many guys have a show of hands? How many guys have a chance to see the go on above during the dinner? Oh, good. Right here, this is a very important Gemara. Everybody don't forget this. That's convenient. This is the source. Perhaps you might not have the reason has the right to make takhanos to be a mammon and it's still cooking.
What is it, cooking?
B'chor shalei yavol v'shloshot ha-yamim k'ahtar t'asur v'atakinim y'achar al-kol u'chusha. It's from the end of Ezra. Those of us stay for Ezra. But he was making a big convention of the Jews there in Israel, and he wanted to make sure he was there. He said, if whoever doesn't come, we're going to take away all the things. He can move all the stuff. Yachram Kalu Husha. The Hugi Bajam Mikal Ha'o, he has to communicate from the community. And that's the first Amora, Rabbi Yitzchak. And then the Lazar says, no, Eila Nachum Shah Nachum, we're going to Lazar Atalim, the Yeshua Benun Brash Ha'o. The Rasha Ha'adol, the heads of the families, were giving out the Nakalot to the different families of Jews when they moved there to Israel. According to Zidus, Rasha and Adol, interesting term, Rasha Ha'adol, so just like Adol is giving manas, just like fathers give inheritance to their kids, so to Russian could also give stuff to their kids. So if you think about it, so the Rajba quotes the first part, the Rajba then goes to the first part. Goes the first pasuk. No, you see in the first pasuk, it's only the paskia. So the even the second pasuk, it's even where hakdam. Right? After the first pasuk, he's saying, we're going to take it away from you. You're going to lose your property. The second pasuk is even a source for we're going to give it to you. Just like Yerusha, not just that the person dies, of course it's not his anymore. The point of Yerusha is it now becomes the child's property without any kinyan. Boom, becomes the child's property. So if that's the source of Hefker and Hefker, it's not just for Hapki or to take away from you, it's even to give to others. So it's a machlokas still from you, and it could be, it's about a base and a rash, but there could be machlokas avra, usually it's coined. Because the machlokas avra is very machlokas in the work, but it may be true. It may be true. But let's play this out a little bit more. Why? Why would you say, well, what does it mean? Is it either Beit only has the power to be mocked here, or does it have the actual power to be mocked? But just, you know, why does it make sense? We're bumping that same thing here. Well, why does it make sense to say Beit only has the power to be mocked? So the Lahari has to say about this. The Rashef of Nukta, the question is, what is the Chiddush of Hefker ben Hefker? Is the Chiddush of Hefker ben Hefker just that they can do what you can do? Look, if we own something, so we can be mocked it. I could just, the Dibor, say Hefker, and it's no longer mine. But can I bedibur b'machnas you? No. And then that can be valid. I can't give it to you my opinion. The owners themselves can't give something away without a mice opinion. The owners themselves can't just declare that someone else's. So Bazin also can't. And that's the one approach. Is Bazin is the Siddush Ador, just a Bazin is like the owner. Right? Like the third partner, they're always the solid partner. And they can also do whatever the owners can do. What can the owners do? The Himafka thing. The Bazin is also Himafka thing. But the Hakam is not famous, and the other one. And the other approach is no. Bazin is not just. They can act like the owners. More powers like Yerusha. They have the new powers. They are in charge of ownership. The Torah, the Mechadesh, they were given the basin certain powers to be used responsibly, but they're in charge of ownership of items. More than I have owned. I own something. But they can decide that someone else owns something. And this is true again. Two approaches to Hefker and Hefker. Hefker and Hefker only in the Torah. Last year, if you take it away from you, that's the first positive of the one thing to indicate, it'll be the first positive. Or, that's when Hefker, it means that even the Torah, they have the right to make it someone else's. Do they just act like the owners themselves, making an Hefker? Or they have more power than the owners? Different power. Like they're the new thing. The base is in charge of ownership. They can even make it yours. Okay, that's the Machlokes in the Gemara, Machlokes in the Tosafot Sivas, and a practical explanation of what? How does it help us? Let's come back. Where we left off. And Ben Yonah said that Dina Machlokes Dina is only that they can make rules, they can just say that the field is not mine. They can't say that the field is Ezra. Is it why? Well, they really on the whole, like Ben Isaac, not the Python, that Dashita, that Dina Hefker and Hefker is only, and that the Iker is Hefker and Hefker is only Hefker. What's the big problem with that? She said, okay, Dima put the deal is based on Hefker, Benzin, Hefker. What's funny about that? That's a straightforward question. I mean, Rabbi Yonah is saying, it's only Hefker. It sounds like Hefker and Hefker. What's the big logical problem with that?
Not Benzin.
Right? I understand. The rabbis have a little beard. The dictators have a little beard. But they have the right. They have the right to make takanos, they can make zeros, and they pass in shilos, and they say Hefker by Hefker. But the king is not a rabbi with a long beard. He might not even have yarmulke. He might not even be Jewish. How do you tell me that Hefker by Hefker is based on a Dima Chuzin based on Hefker by Hefker? They're not a basis. So you have to say, this approach, you have to say that you have everything backwards. Hefker ben Hefker is not the Kohen, he quotes the Gemara and the Tosafot that Rabbi Yonah ben Hedrin thinks they did. Hefker ben Hefker is not because you're a great rabbi who passed in difficult times. But that the Gemara seems to say that there's Tanei Chomer to Israel, there are much more people of passing in. But the political leader of the Jews in Babel, the great Shalusa, he has the power of Hefker ben Hefker. Because he had power. He had the rabbis that had the Tosafot political power. They had spiritual power. Now people listen to them. But that the Romans didn't grant them any sense of autonomy. But their Hefker and Hefker is not vested, according to Ben Yonah, in the rabbis because they're the Chachmei HaTorah. It's vested in Bezin because they are the authority, the governmental authority. If you're the king, even better. Meaning, the pasuk in Ezra is teaching a principle that authority. If you have legitimate governmental authority, you have the power on Hefker. Which is exactly what he's saying here. Now let's put all the pieces together. And it hangs together very, very nicely. The Gemara in Bava Kamma says that you can say that the government can tax. Absolutely can tax. No, seems like no one argues. Our Gemara says, whether the star or king works or not, well, it sounds like Machlokes is going to help you. And that was the whole problem. How do you understand it? If you say, it is the Machlokes, and forget about the Machlokes, it's the Mishnah Machlokes, or if that's the now Machlokes, it's a different case. Or you take a middle approach. And the Akimara is not Machlokes, our Gemara is Machlokes. How do you understand that? So what you're saying is, that Gemara is easiest by Dina Chutz Adina, everyone agrees. Our Gemara is a more complicated case. Why? the most close pieces together. Rambam said that we understand well why taxation is a more obvious case of dealing with the Zuhu. All you have to say is, you have the right to charge your rent. But that gives you the right to make rule. They'll give you the right to tax. They won't give you the right to make rule. Making rules is an argument. That's what making rules is an argument. Machlokes is an argument. That's what rules are, or not. So where does the power to make rules come from? The power to make rules is not going to come from just ownership of the land. The power to make rules is going to come from the essence of Chiddush, that being in government gives you the right to make rules. So that's the higher approach. That's Shmuel. You don't see a point given here. Even rulemaking. As you remember, we're not taxing here. It's not rent. It's just they have the right to make laws. I have the right to make laws. That has to come from some higher source. And one possibility that the remaining owners could have understood is it comes from that what Hesper and Hesper is all about. Hesper and Hesper really a misnomer. Based on this is an example of a governmental authority. The Pesukim, the Lamed Vav, of the Makkah, Hesper and Hesper, that's really Sarara. If you're in charge, there's the power of being in charge. The Torah recognizes in order to run a country, in order to run a municipality, you're going to have this power that you use occasionally responsibly of Hesper. So the Torah granted that power to whoever's in charge. The Torah granted that power to whoever's in charge. So that's how you come out with the two approaches. You must be just a question of he owns the karka and therefore he's right to charge taxes. Or no, he was somehow given greater power because he's in charge, and if he's in charge, whoever's in charge has the right to make rules. But more than if he owns the karka. Where does that power derive from? That could be a higher approach. Like the one who's going to say, even roommates. So the one source for where that power of roommates is going to come from is going to be Hesper and Hesper. Question? What do you want to ask? Okay. This higher approach, saying that they want to see what means the rulemaking, so you have to become source for the powers in the group. Right. So one approach was indicate by Rabbeinu Yonah, developed by the Dvar Avraham, the Achman Dvar Avraham, but indicate by Rabbeinu Yonah for the fact that he's making this split between Lahakir and Lahaknos, it must be that that's what happened. I'll tell you very briefly, there are two other possibilities. Doesn't make sense to have all over here like this. We could. We talked about it for a long time. So I'll tell you the kicker, there's two other possibilities. One other possibility is the Rashbam. The Rashbam and Baba Basra seems to have a democratic idea. Rashbam and Baba Basra seems to say, you know, you don't know what can, Rashbam and Baba Basra seems to say that why Dima Pusa Dina? Because everyone accepts the king's law. Which is just in the realm of political philosophy. Why is governmental power dominating? He's like, this is the Ram, the lower approach. Well, he owns the land, so he can make you pay taxes. Or no, there's a certain, the people accept it, and therefore, that could be another source for the power to not just impose taxes, but make laws. Well, and finally, everyone turns to Daftet on Monday. How many people feel Rashi and Daftet on Monday? It was a wild Rashi in Daftet on Monday. Okay, here's the second base. The very top. Rashi says, our cows, Dima Kutadina, he's discussing, this is the first Rashi in the Gemara, he's discussing Shmuel. He says, I'm starting out with the trade of Dima Kutadina, the second line in Rashi. And he says, but not get. The law of B'nai Kisus made it. They're not the B'nai Kisus. All the Roshaikas, which are given the condition. Since we have Roshaikas, the condition, they're not the Halakha acceptable. But, look, they're not. But Dima Hadina doesn't apply to Kitabata, unlike Dima Hadina. But Dima Hadina doesn't work. Why? Al-Adinin Vistabu Bnei Noah. He says because Bnei Noah has a mitzvah of Dinin. Shedin Bnei Noah.
anything off. So that's what the Jews and non-Jews were commanded to do. So the implication is that you're supposed to know the legal system, and it is binding. So three sources, again, one approach is that the Dima Chuzadina is just taxation, very limited. And the Shach is maybe also coining minty money, so also Dima Chuzadina find that's also clearly a governmental legal tender, is a governmental issue. But to make rules, that's the machlokes. Why would you say a higher approach? Not just like the Ran that he owns the land, but either Hefker and Hefker really means it's a chish, a tsrara implies the power of Hefker, or that is communal assent, as the Rashbam, the term democratic acceptance of the king, or a third approach is that's the mashmos of the mitzvah of Dinah. The fact that the Torah says, tells non-Jews if it's a divided legal system, that means the legal system is very divided. The three sources for this higher approach. Y'all not working? Huh? No.